Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name is Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we're going to bring you through all the upcoming macroeconomic events, all the central bank and some expected geopolitical twists that could see moves in the market. But first of all, of course, we have to have a look at what happened last week. And it was a bumper week for financial markets again, culminating in a weaker than expected non-farm payrolls print, also a previous revision to the lower end as well, leading to much higher pricing of Fed rate cuts in the coming months into the year end. So now a lot of people are looking for three rate cuts rather than two into the year end. September looks like a locking, so a week and a half's time and we'll get 25 basis points from the Fed. Markets had probably been certainly skewed to the side that it would be a lower print. Previous job numbers during the week, the ADP, the JOLTS and the weekly unemployment claims had all been sort of pointing to a weaker employment number. So it wasn't a huge surprise, but we did see, as anticipated, Treasury yields in the US came lower, the dollar got hit. However, we actually saw stock markets drift lower as well. So interesting reaction there, as we've been seeing them kind of rallying on the back of future rate cuts. But maybe there's a little bit of realization coming in that a weakening US economy doesn't necessarily mean it's great for US shares. So keep an eye on that in the days and weeks ahead. Looking at the week ahead, Monday's a very quiet day on the macroeconomic calendar. We will have updates from OPEC over the weekend, and there has been some talk already that we will see those kind of priced in production hikes, which has helped push oil prices lower. Not too much on the data front on Monday, but do expect more moves in the market on the back of what we got from Friday's US updates, and indeed the rest of the updates across the week. It was a busy week. Tuesday's a similar call as well. Potential for new loans data coming out of China in the Asian session. Keep an eye on that. That can have some moves in the local markets. And in the London session, we hear from a couple of heavy hitters from the central bank world. German Bube President Joachim Nagel speaking and Swiss National Bank Chairman Martin Schlegel speaks. Keep an eye on the Swiss National Bank stuff. CPI data came out last week. It's expected at zero, came in minus 0.1. They're already on zero rates, so a lot of pressure on the Swiss National Bank to even possibly go into negative rates that we saw during COVID. Possible big moves in the franc on what he's got to say. He actually talks the next day as well. So that's Tuesday, not too much. And both US sessions, Monday and Tuesday, very quiet. That does not continue for the rest of the week. So on to Wednesday, things do start to heat up from a calendar perspective. Focus on Chinese markets again in the Asian session. CPI data and PPI data out. The year-on-year CPI expected to show a 0.2% decrease. The PPI a 2.9% decrease. Now, last time out, that was 3.6%. So not quite as bad, but certainly still negative numbers. Into the European session, and once again, we do hear from Swiss National Bank's Martin Schlegel. He'll probably have got his message across the day before, but there could be some tweaks coming. So certainly, if you're trading in the franc, keep an eye on that. And then into the New York session, the first big data out of the US comes, and it's inflation-focused, as it is for most of the week indeed, PPI numbers. So both the core PPI month-on-month and the headline PPI month-on-month expected to show a 0.3% increase. Last time out, that was 0.9, and that was a little bit of a shock to the top side. That kind of influenced Fed thinking. But if it's back down to 0.3, then expect that to continue in the current vein of what we've got in Fed rate cut expectations. We also have the crude oil inventory numbers out of the US. They've been coming, they've been building up because we're hitting the end of the US driving season, holidays in the US coming to an end as everyone gets stuck into autumn. Keep an eye on those numbers. They have been moving oil. Thursday, I would say probably, but it is the busiest day of the week, without a doubt. Plenty going on, and a lot of it goes on in the space of 1 hour later. Asian markets, they're going to be focused on New Zealand to kick off. RBNZ Governor Christian Hawksby speaking. I think he's in Wellington. I'll just check for you. He's in Auckland, funnily enough. Expect some moves in the Kiwi dollar around what Mr. Hawksby's got to say. We've also got inflation expectations data out of Australia, but that's relatively quiet. But the big moves anticipated to come in the London stroke New York sessions on Thursday. We've got the big ECB interest rate decision. Now, they are expected to keep rates on hold at 2.15%, but it's going to be very interesting to hear what Christine Lagarde has got to say, what we hear from the committee in the monetary policy statement. Now, we get the press conference literally only half an hour after the ECB rate call. But jammed in the middle of that is US data, and it comes in one of the biggest for the CPI numbers and the weekly unemployment claim. So it could be a really messy hour there, especially for euro traders. Core CPI month on month expected to show a 0.3% increase. Also, the headline month on month, a 0.3% increase. Unemployment claims expected to show 234,000 new claims. And the year, the year on year CPI expected to show a 2.9% increase. That's up from 2.7. That's probably the mover. The nice, easy thing for me, PPI and CPI. Shouldn't dent my brain too much, expecting 0.3 month on month from all of that data. But it could be a really busy, busy time for markets in that hour. And it comes on that crossover as New York opens, but the European and London sessions are still going strong. So Thursday, massive, massive moves anticipated in the market then. Friday, a little bit quieter, especially than this week and some of the last weeks we've had. Nothing really in the Asian session. Big data drop in the UK once London opens. There's a plethora of numbers coming out, but primarily the big one the market will be looking at is the GDP data. That is expected to show a month-on-month print of 0.0%. Last time it was 0.4% increase. So that is a slowing in the GDP. Keep an eye on that. Manufacturing productions out, industrial productions as well, but that GDP number will be paramount for sterling traders. Later in the day, is it much quieter in the US session, certainly than this week on Friday, but we do have the preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations data. That's due out fairly early in the New York session. That can move markets. Consumer sentiment's expected to come in at 58.0. That's slightly lower than last time out. Last time we got a print of 4.8 for the inflation expectations, so keep an eye on that. But I suppose we're expecting relatively smoother trading conditions into the weekend next week. Certainly we've had for the last few weeks. Obviously, caveat on everything, anything Donald Trump's coming out with this week, we could see some big moves, plenty going on the geopolitical front as well. So expect volatility on all those recent themes that we've had. Anything out of the States between the White House and the Fed, keep an eye on the Ukraine-Russia situation, keep an eye on the Middle East, of course, and oil's been very, very volatile as well. Gold hit another new high on Friday as well. So plenty going on in the market, even though it's not as busy economic calendar this week. The updates that come through are very significant, and there's plenty going on in the geopolitical sphere that could move markets. So good luck trading. If you need anything from ATFX, please let us know, and good luck. Thank you very much.